You're listening to Across the Park with Joel Kasem, Gabby Morris, and Mick Rad. Welcome to Across the Park, a very multi-award-winning sport show. I am Joel Kasem, and joining me to talk about all things NRL, swimming, football, and whatever else are my dear friends, Mick Rad and Rowan Fitzpatrick.
Where's Gabby? That's what the fans are saying right now. They're all yelling, where's Gabby? She's really here. No, she's not.
Gab, hang on. No, is that her out there? Gab, is that you?
Yeah, no worries. How good's footy?
And that will be the sole input from Gabs today.
Well, maybe not. What about this?
Sport!
Jeez. She's got all the range.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not even going to play them.
Not the You'll Never Walk Alone. That would have been suitable. Uh-oh. It is.
Never walk alone. Never walk alone.
I'm not going to play the whole thing, guys, for 30 seconds.
See you, Gabs.
See you. It's The Simpsons, right? Krusty the Clown comes in and does a couple of voiceovers.
Start recording.
That's Gabby. That's Gabby for the show. Hello, gentlemen. How are we?
Hello. Good.
Good.
Good, good. Okay, actually, it's been a crap week. We'll get to that soon.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you want to get into it now?
Well, we can. We do this thing at the start of the show. It's called Goal, Own Goal, Streaker.
Yeah.
And it's sort of just like us telling the listeners about our week.
That's right.
The good first. What do you want? The good or the bad news first? Maybe I'll start
with
the crap news.
If you want to, yeah, go for
it. We'll change it up.
Mix it up.
It has been a tough week for me personally. I attended a funeral on Tuesday for a family member. And, you know, funerals are always tough, and especially when it's someone close to you. Mm. But what's even tougher as well is when the food runs out afterwards. And everyone's really sad and they want to get together and you chatting and stuff. And then all the cakes are gone. And I was really sad about that. No, it was a really sad event, actually. And I almost had a car crash on the way.
Oh,
the
God.
Cakes ran out. And it was a sad funeral. It was a really bad day.
I'm sorry.
So let's get to something good.
Yes, please.
The election.
Of course.
That was amazing.
Yeah.
I was with my dad and my sisters and I was getting so drunk. And when the numbers started going up for Labor, it was like, I couldn't believe it. Like, I was just drinking, like, faster and faster, eating barbecue. And then all of a sudden, it was, like, happening. I was like, it's actually happening. And we stayed up till midnight, watched Albo's speech, and I was so drunk. It was the best. It was so fun. And I just feel hopeful. Like, ever since then, I've felt pretty, like, calm and positive.
Yeah.
And When the TV says Prime Minister Albanese, I'm like, it makes me happy. And I know that 2SCR listeners in the majority would probably be happier as well. So, you know, I hope that everyone's feeling okay about it all.
Yeah. Yeah. You're right. There is an air of difference. It does seem weird at the moment that things aren't going wrong. At the moment.
We'll see.
How long
the worst
lasts.
That's happened is they've called Dutton of Voldemort and Tanya Plibersek apologised. I mean, that's what you want to do on National Sorry Day. Anyway, on other topics, yes. The other one is, of course, sports related. And I went to the Cheers Bar on George Street on Sunday night / Monday morning. To start the week.
You've had a lot of drinking this week.
Oh, my God. And the game started at 1 a.m. and look, we'll talk about it a bit more later, and suffice to say, most listeners might realise it was the last game of the Premier League season. All the games are played at exactly the same time. It was a bloody roller coaster. And if we're talking about streakers and weird things and crazy events for the week, that for me was the one.
Yeah.
But yeah, we'll get back to that later.
Okay.
How about you, Rowan?
Yeah, in a different week. For my goal, my band, we played 2 gigs last week,
yeah!
Which is pretty good, so... Yeah, it's been a bit dry in the gig department, so...
Drop the band name,
yeah,
though.
Heart of Mine. Check us out.
Yeah.
Spotify. maybe played on the Talk Shop. Who knows?
Oh, that's a bit of a cross-promotion, too. I like it. Maybe it will.
Just while I've got the spotlight, I'm taking it. which is awesome. Not so much kind of own goal, but one of the first gig they went to, the sound guy didn't show up for like ages, so it was a bit of a nervous kind of energy to be there. Where like all the gear set up is like, oh, there's no microphones, there's no anything. Oh, but
that's the worst when you're a band and there's nothing set up.
Yeah. So like, well, how do we're gonna have to figure out how to do it ourselves? Thankfully, showed up in the end, just a bit late, but it got a bit dicey there for a moment. Like, oh, we're gonna have to play acoustic or something. But that was a bit dicey there. And the streaker, not so much happened to me personally, but a story that I saw this week that I thought was absolutely hilarious. On the BBC News, I'm not sure if you guys saw this, where there was a trainee learning how to do the banners that come up at the bottom that give you the news updates.
Ticker, I think they're called?
Yeah, the ticker. And then there was an intern who was learning how to do that and wrote, Manchester United is rubbish, but published it, so we went live on air. I think it's like the Roland Garros and then Manchester United are rubbish on the actual BBC.
Yeah.
And I had to later apologise for that. I thought that was absolutely hilarious.
I mean, do you reckon he gets a job? No, probably not. Intern. See you later, mate.
I don't know. Maybe it's good content because it gets you. I was kind of semi. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe you can look at it that way.
Bad publicity is good publicity.
Yeah. That's what they say.
I guess. what can we do to promote our Across the Park? You know, some sort of crazy publicity that can just get us an attention.
Oh, what could we do?
We'll have to think about that.
Interesting. All right. About it.
Okay. We'll take suggestions on Instagram.
Yeah. Jump on our Instagram and or call 951495000.
Well done.
No one's here.
No. No
but call it anyway.
Do it anyway. Just see what happens.
See what happens. Maybe someone might answer. Never know. Okay. For me, my goal this week was... I know I get ridiculed a lot for talking about touch.
Oh my God, not again.
But it's finished now.
Did you score? Like, you're only allowed to talk about it unless if you score.
Then I'm allowed to talk about it.
What?
So let's start with, it was our last game. It was about 10-4. We were getting pretty hammered.
Mm.
But there was a lot happening. A lot of tries being scored. I thought, I saw my chance. The other team scored. You then tap and get to play on.
Mm.
Went to the middle, tapped. Just before I tapped, I went to the other team. Like, guys, look, haven't scored all season.
Oh my God! What? You seriously like appealed to them to give them your
and
try?
I said, can I just run through and score a try? And they're like,
oh,
all right, no worries.
How
so I tapped and I started running, and two guys like opened like they were a door. And let me through. And as soon as I got through, they both stuck out their hand and touched me. And they're like, psych.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, fair enough. It was worth a shot though, right? And then they're like, yeah.
No, it's not worth a shot. That is the most embarrassing thing I've ever heard. Who does that? Like, you're not like a 4-year-old running around on a field. And then all the parents are like, oh, can you just let him score? He hasn't scored at all. And it's like an encouragement award. What are you doing?
Well.
please tell me you actually scored.
Well, later in the game, they scored again, and I got to run and tap. And I said to the ref, like, they're not onside. Can I just tap and run and score? He's like, go for it. So I did, and I ran, and I scored. And the ref's like, hey. Ref's like, no, I was joking. You got to wait for them to be onside.
Oh! This is a roller coaster of a story.
Holy
moly! So.
Right.
Towards the end of the game,
I'm
on the wing, puffed out as I normally am.
Right.
Someone else broke the line, ran through, got into the try line. I'm like, wait, throw the ball to me. And so he did, and I got to score.
Yay.
I'm glad that was the reason you scored, not the first two.
Yeah.
Even still, like, it was nothing that I did.
I just can't believe you asked. Like, that's just...
it was funny. Like, okay, that's the other thing, and this is still part of my goal. Not only was, like, that... We were a team that were built by random people just joining.
Pieces,
like, me and a couple of mates and just other people who were friends and stuff like that all just joined. We won... we came last.
Mm.
We got the wooden spoon, but we also won the most fun team of the
season.
So they gave us like a box, like a gift box, and it had like hats and shots. We all had a shot after the game.
Yeah,
and it was like lollies and stuff. It was really cool. So
okay. We
were the most fun, and that's I think asking stupid questions like, "Hey, can I run through and score a try, please?" makes you the fun team.
Oh, very good.
Is that the end of the show?
I know Gabby will be sad she didn't hear that one. She'll have to hear it on the playback.
On the you can hear us on 2SER.com or on any sort of streaming platform.
Thanks.
Big in India as well.
India, yeah. Yeah.
We are. I don't know why.
Love it. We don't talk about cricket much.
No. We should. Yeah, talk, we should.
We do. When the cricket's on, I guess.
My own goal, believe it or not, I've still got two to go. Mm. Not much. Burnt my hand. There's a little thing there. Blister. That doesn't look good.
Yeah, I'm that's going to sure leave a scar. Is.
And my dog is sick. Oh, not good.
Sad.
Now, my streaker is... So, my name's Joel, if you didn't already know, guys. I get called a lot of different things. John, Josh, there's a lot of things people get wrong.
Dickhead.
They're very common. Things that sound like my name. I got called on the phone a few weeks ago. No, sorry, last week. Kurt? So, I said, it's Joel. Yeah, Kurt. Not even close. But the one that really got me... was I didn't sign for a package, so a package came and they ask for your name, then they do it themselves, they write it down, and then they go off. They've sent me then a picture of them signing for me. They wrote my name as Dwell. like dwelling on the past.
D-W-E-L-L.
Yeah.
Dwell. Hello, Dwell. It was like Dwell, you know, like Spanish or something. That'd have been great.
Oh, it's closer than Kurt.
Yeah, sure it is. But Dwell, I mean, that's just a word that, I don't know.
You sure, like, was it just an autocorrect or something? Or
I don't think so.
Oh.
Dwell.
Were they trying to say, like, left it on the dwelling and just maybe, up and yeah, maybe. Dwell.
Love it.
Anyway, so there you go. That's my all of those things.
Great.
There you go.
You two can play at home if you wanted to right now. You can decide, you know, what your goal and on goal as a streaker is. Maybe send it to us. Let us know.
Yeah.
We always want to know what our listeners are doing.
Yeah, text us on 9514 9500.
That's not a text number. Send it to Joel's personal mobile number, 0414.
Definitely.
Like I know it off my heart.
Maybe you do. I don't know. I know yours.
Do you?
No. All right. That was a bit of fun.
Mm-hmm.
A bit of fun. Did we do sport on this show?
Well, we've got a special thing today, haven't we?
We do, actually. We do, Mick. Thank you for pointing that out.
Shall we?
It is.
Go.
Go. It is Indigenous Round this weekend, where the theme is Pass Back, Move Forward. So joining us to explain way better than we can. He is a former NRL player turned NRL Indigenous Pathways Manager. It's Dean Witters.
Glad to be here.
Dean, thank you so much for joining us on Across the Park. Can you tell us more about this year's NRL Indigenous Round?
This year's NRL Indigenous Round has taken place this weekend across all round 12 matches from Thursday to Sunday. It's about celebrating the contribution Indigenous culture makes to our game and also inspiring our fans to learn more about Indigenous land and history. A great opportunity to educate all Australians around the terrific culture of Indigenous people, but also about how we can make a difference and make lives better for Indigenous Australians.
Yeah, it's a fantastic initiative. And the theme this year is Pass Back, Move Forward. Why is that so important?
The theme of the Indigenous Round is Pass Back, Move Forward. And we can only move forward by educating all Australians about past for Indigenous people. And the game has always been a front runner and a real force in society for positive change for Indigenous people. So we must recognise that past and look at ways that we can move forward in the future. And this is our way of expressing that to all of our fans and educating people about how we can create a better Australia for Indigenous people in the future.
What is the NRL doing to increase opportunities and pathways for young Indigenous Australians?
The NRL is doing a lot of amazing things to increase opportunities and pathways for young Indigenous Australians. Our school-to-work program is one of the best in the country, where we encourage and support Indigenous students at school to get through to Year 12 and then also on to further education and employment. There's great opportunities in coaching in our pathways at the moment. We're trying to get as many Indigenous coaches into NRL clubs and into our NRL pathway systems as we can, making clubs culturally appropriate and safe for our players. And some of the fantastic things that the NRL is doing to make sure that all young Indigenous Australians are given a really good chance to do well in the game.
Dean Witters is joining us on Across the Park on 2SER this week. Dean, what are you expecting to be the highlights of this year's Indigenous Round?
This year, the highlights for me in the Indigenous Round are all the cultural experiences that you'll get before the game, you know, the welcome to country, the smoking ceremonies, the dancing ceremonies, a lot of the interesting stories that you'll read about Indigenous players and Indigenous people this week. The jerseys look amazing. The artwork's always sensational, and it's done by local artists. It always tells a brilliant story. There's a lot of teams in that are really building up their season, and the rugby league season's coming alive around this time of year. A lot of things to look forward to this year in the Indigenous round.
Yeah, you're right. The Eels jersey looks amazing, Dean. Of course, I know you're coach of the NRLW team as well, so that's great to see. But where can Aussies go? Where can anyone go to find out more?
To find out more about the NRL Indigenous Round and learn about the land and the history, particularly the locations of our club and the Indigenous tribes around those areas, go to nrl.com/Indigenous and you'll learn a lot there about rugby league and its fantastic relationship with Indigenous community.
Dean, thank you so much for joining us on Across the Park. Dean Witters there, NRL Indigenous Pathways Manager and former NRL player. Played for Mixed Eels, played for South, Roosters.
Yeah, he's got around. But now, like coaching NRLW Parramatta team, first season they went really well and looking forward to more. He's just a damn legend too. I see him around the traps at SBS.
Yeah.
He goes on the footy show there as well. We used to fairly often. So.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. Well, I actually wanted to ask about the NRL. So they have the Indigenous round. They have the Indigenous jerseys.
Mm-hmm.
Last weekend, I was in the same room with a few people. One of those people happened to be GWS Giants women's captain, Alicia Eva. She was talking about how in the AFLW, did I say NRL? AFLW mm-hmm. competition, the women's team all have their home kit, and then the other kit is their Indigenous kit, which is their away kit.
Okay.
So that's what
they're wearing
use.
All year.
Yeah, so they use it for their away games.
Yep.
Is that something the NRL should do? Should the NRL have three kits, have home, away, and Indigenous? Well, and then you can just sort of mix it up as the
because
year goes.
They all have their special jerseys, because there's an Anzac jersey, there's an Indigenous one. Sometimes they have the Heritage round, they have the old jersey. You know, every club probably churns out five different jerseys for a year, and that's over 20-odd rounds or whatever. So ultimately they are probably rotating jerseys fairly often. But should they wear the Indigenous jersey more than once? Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, especially going to the trouble of making them. And they also look so great. If they would be suitable as an away jersey, then yeah, why not?
Yeah.
Obviously, you just want to not match the colours of the other team.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't want to take anything away from the actual Indigenous round. Like, if it's that important, just that round, then you leave it. But you could do other things. You could have, like how they did in the AFL, they changed their team name to, or the area of their team to.
Oh, the Roosters have done it too, the Gadigal Roosters this week.
Okay.
So they've got a whole logo with Gadigal written on it. Well, it looks great. And I know they did it for the Melbourne, for NAM Demons.
Yeah.
Parramatta, they've got that on the Parramatta jersey, which is the original Indigenous name. So, yeah, it is a cool idea. I mean, do it more. Like, there's no reason just to stick it to one round.
Mm.
Yeah.
All right, well, that was just my question for you.
Very good. Very good analysis, Joel.
We did stuff. We just did stuff then. That was really cool. Now, so it is Indigenous round this weekend. We just spoke about it. Very exciting.
I've got him a tips. Crap.
Okay, Mick's going to do his tips live on air.
All right.
Because why not?
Well, last night we had the Storm versus the Eagles. Of course, the Storm won that.
Did they?
By a mile. Although they've had a pretty solid, had a big loss last week.
Two losses in a row,
which is unheard of.
Unheard of.
When was the last time? I didn't know.
I don't know.
Long time. But they got done by the Cowboys. But I tipped that one. I tipped the Cowboys over
the
Storm.
You're on the Cows.
I had a feeling. Cowboys are on a roll right now. Yeah. But I think against Manly, of course, Manly lost to Parra by 2 points last week. So I'm going to go Storm, I think. Panthers, Cowboys. So we're looking at probably the two hottest teams right now.
Oh, definitely.
Playing each other tonight. Actually, it's probably started right now, if you're listening to this live.
Penrith home.
I would say Penrith at home. They should get the Cowboys, stop their run. But, you know, hopefully the Cowboys will give them a run. Broncos, Titans. Yeah, Broncos. Warriors, Knights. That's a toughie. They're not going well, either one. But you usually go Warriors because they're at home. But, of course, they're not at home. They're playing...
Their new home of Redcliffe.
Yeah, so I don't know. I might go Knights for that one.
Yeah, I think this is Matt Lodge just walked out the door at the Warriors. Blake's out there. They're two gun front rollers. So,
but Bradman Best for the Knights just did his elbow last week.
Yeah.
Did you see that? Oh my god! I was at the game, and you don't want to see it, but he landed, and his arm just bent the wrong way.
No.
Like, it was gross.
No, thank you.
Fortunately, I didn't replay it too many times, because if you saw it once, you're just like, no, I don't want to see it again. Rabbits and Tigers. That's your Tigers. Tigers aren't gone as terribly as you'd think.
Yeah, look, we'll talk about that in a sec.
I'll pick the Bunnies, though.
Yeah, fair enough.
The Sharks and Roosters, another tight one. I think the Sharks will probably just get up at home, maybe. Roosters aren't, haven't been great. Bulldogs Dragons is an interesting one. Of course, we're going to talk about this because Bulldogs have a temporary coach.
Yeah, temporary coach. The only thing is,
how are you feeling about that?
Well, just on that tip, it's at Belmore, so I'd like to think at the spiritual home ground we can get a win. Yeah, interesting one. I think the news kind of came out this week that a front runner could be Shane Flanagan, team up with his son, and he kind of did a similar thing with Sharks. So
yeah,
I don't know. It's just I was very hopeful again this year because it was
don't
like
get hope. Come on, it's dangerous.
It clearly is. So it's just kind of like we're back to post Dez rebuild again. It's like I thought we already went through that, but we're going through it again apparently. But at least Gus Gould's at the club now, so at least there'll be some kind of a. All the clubs he's went to, he's built systems that he's clearly seeing. Like Penrith, he came in and went, here's a junior program, and then every single one of them are now, there's premier, the Blues team's pretty much going to be Penrith. Like. So there is hope there, I guess. But
Oh, well, there we go. Tips done. Eels over Raiders. Obviously. Although it's in Cameron, it's bloody cold there.
With the father-son combination, I mean, the three teams that are currently doing it are all playing very good football.
Yeah.
So maybe it is a good idea.
Add a fourth.
Maybe, I don't know, I wonder if Madge can adopt Jackson Hastings.
Adopt him? Father? Oh, nice. Yeah, sure. Maybe, does he have a dad? I don't know.
I don't know him that well. Oh. All right. That was great. That was fun. Yeah. I like that, doing the tips on air. Now I know who you're going for. I wasn't listening.
You better. How are you guys going? I mean, I haven't even looked.
Well, I think I'm coming last again. The hopeful Canterbury supporter thought we'd get a few more wins. So I just need to.
I know Gabby just didn't work it out, so she's not even in it anymore. Yeah. But if we look at the across the tipping, I am on 62 points. Joel is on 57 and Rowan on 56.
Oh, pretty close.
But look at that, 5 points ahead of you, little crumbs.
There's still time.
Last week, we can't really talk about Payne Haas because we don't know much. We are, like you said, we're a day early.
Brisbane have come out and said they're not releasing him. So basically, Payne Haas, he wants to get out of the Broncos. The Broncos have said, nah, you're contracted until the end of 2024.
Yeah. All right. Last weekend, Manly fans let out a collective groan, as it just always seems to happen. Tom Dvojevic broke.
Dislocated his shoulder.
Oh, it's not his knee
It's a different injury, so that's like poor luck.
Like, how fragile is the guy? He's a bit like Callum Ponga.
He's broken all the time. Yeah. And he, like, so much of Manly's hopes rely on him, which isn't great.
No.
But they do, definitely. So, I don't know. He's out for the season. That's probably
And obviously, what we care about is he's out for the Blues.
Yeah.
Bloody hell. And so, the Blues are now got a trouble of who to pick for centre because we've lost...
Well, how about picking a centre? Sorry.
What? Tommy's not a centre. I would have preferred Tommy at fullback, to be honest. And Tedesco at centre.
Absolutely. Even Pappenhausen at fullback.
Where's Paps playing?
He won't be. He might have played in the centre.
I'm not sure if he's... He needed to do a hamstring.
He's also injured as well.
I think Joel's available. I think he might get for the Blues. He's scored an amazing try.
Haven't scored in State of Origin before.
A great backup player. You can get there for the offload at the end.
I'm sure if you ask Munster, he'll let you score.
All right. Cowboys, as you said, they've won 8 of their first 11 games this year.
I tipped them in the bottom. I think I put them on like last or second last.
That's where they've been the last 5 years.
What's happening there, but it's good stuff.
I mean, I hate to say it, but it's Chad Townsend.
I never thought he was this great.
No one did.
He never went that well at
the to the Cowboys to be I'll just get some pay and enjoy the heat. And unbelievable. 6 wins in a row. They beat the Storm last week, as you said. Broncos also just no one picked Broncos and Cowboys to be in the top. At any point this year. And
turns out if you buy a halfback, you go well. template.
I think everyone in the world knew Adam Reynolds could play football, maybe not South, but everyone else knew. But I don't think he was going to have that much.
But he didn't play on Thursday
straight away,
and they still
won. He didn't play round one either, and they won.
Yeah,
bloody hell. Tamari Martin, Kurt Capewell, they're just on fire. Well done, Brisbane. Tigers.
You too. Tigers. Last week.
That was a moment there. There was a moment where we put like four tries in.
There was a lot of moments, hang on a second.
But then that was short-lived, as per most things that happened for Canterbury.
Yes. Well, it was a difficult game for a Tigers fan to watch as well, don't worry. New Brown returned to the NRL for the first time in a long time after a million injuries, was told he'd never play again. Basically got his foot rebuilt.
Oh, like with Lego?
Yeah. Yeah.
Or like 3D printed.
Scored a couple of tries. Like what?
3D printed.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
It's just a printer on the sideline in case it gets damaged. You just
imagine
pop one back on.
Just that can replace everything.
That's the future for that football. Yeah.
The Tigers' injuries. I wanted to speak about this last week, but it just keeps getting worse, so it doesn't matter. I can talk about it any week. They haven't fielded the same 1-7 for the past 9 weeks straight.
Wow.
They've had 14 different players come in. Their left side edge, so the wing and centre, have never been the same, I don't think.
Mm. Oh, my God.
I don't think. Or maybe once they were the same, like, for 2 weeks in a row. But, yeah, and the difference that Jackson Hastings is making.
By a halfback.
Exactly.
By a halfback.
It's unreal. I had stuff here, but we don't really have time to talk about it. Panthers also killing it. Raiders, where have they come from? I think they've got 3 wins in a row now.
Yep.
Yeah. No, that'll stop this week.
That'll stop, okay. Who have they got? Sorry, who did they?
Eels.
Eels, oh, fair enough, yeah.
Although we always go bad in Canberra, so anyway.
Football news.
Football news? Well, we're talking about the real football here, of course. We touched on the roller coaster of emotions on Monday morning as the English Premier League wrapped up for the year. The big one was, of course, Man City were playing Aston Villa, who is coached by ex-Liverpool player Steven Gerrard and with player Philippe Coutinho, who used to play for us. And Liverpool were playing the Wolverhampton Wolves. The scenario was Liverpool had to win, obviously, and the Man City had to win, basically. If Man City drew and Liverpool won the Premiership, won the Championship. And at 70 minutes gone, Aston Villa were up 2-0 over Man City. Liverpool were 1-1 at that point, so they still needed to win. And I was in this bar, and it was like the crowd just didn't know what to look at. They were cheering, they were booing, they were like looking at this game. The emotions when Aston Villa scored that second goal, everyone was just like so hopeful.
Oh, yeah. Did they have all the games up at the same time?
Oh, only those two.
Oh, yeah.
They could have had more. Once there's enough screens.
The key games,
but they had those two games up. But then 5 minutes, Man City scored 3 goals.
Yeah.
In five minutes. And basically, the crowd just went, what the hell just happened? And then, of course, Liverpool finally scored. So we were leading, which is what we had to do. But it was too late because it didn't matter. Man City win, we don't get it. So it was a crazy game. Crazy. It just always happens. This last game. I actually love the concept of playing all the games at once. It's really cool because the crowds at the different grounds hear the results from the other games and they start
the
cheering
text message
and
comes through. And they're all,
but you know, Man City win 1 point over Liverpool.
Again.
Groan again. Yeah. that's it. And then Champions League's on this Sunday morning against Liverpool and Real, which will then wrap up all of the English and European football.
I mean, if you're really keen, you can stay up Saturday night as well. A-League Grand Final.
Exactly, yeah. And I'll be in Melbourne this weekend, so I could potentially go.
Ooh.
I was thinking about it. I've got friends who are. But I'm supposed to be going to Hamilton instead. So, you know, cultural sport when you're there. Yeah.
Yeah. Also, Ellie Carpenter.
Yeah, she did her ACL. She'll be in trouble for the World Cup next year, but hopefully she'll be back.
But, yeah, her team, Lyon, beat Barcelona 3-1.
Yeah.
They've
won like 8 of the last 10 Champions Leagues, Lyon, in Women's Champions League.
So, very good team.
Yeah, amazing.
All right, we have time for a game. Like most weeks, I didn't do one this week.
Okay.
However, we didn't talk about swimming, so I can ask you a swimming question.
Oh, please do. I won't look at my notes.
Oh, okay. This is all right. Well, I think we all know this, so I may have to make it hard. Ariane Titmus broke the women's 400-meter freestyle world record at the Australian Swimming Championships in Adelaide through the week.
Yes.
What was her time?
Oh, come on. I did have it on my screen a second ago.
Well, okay.
Was it like 3 minutes 50 or something? 330, like that?
330, 34?
And then I don't know what the other second margin was.
It is hard. It's 356.40.
Oh.
There we go.
Beating Katie Ledecky's old record.
Oh, by 600ths
of a second.
Oh, I bet her coach was going off.
He was. Again.
Just kicked Brian's knee.
All right, well, that's it.
All right. See you, Gabby.
Bye.
Oh, she was here the whole time. She just didn't talk. Peace.
Sport.